That's right. Multiple prizes and gift cards for you to win, including multiple gift cards of $25 to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Multiple tickets to the University of Houston as they will host the Iowa State Cyclones. And multiple, when I say multiple, five gift cards to Taquerias Aranda's right here in any location. By the way, I've seen some people, heard some people, Clint, struggling to find Aranda's sports bar on Google Maps or on Maps. Yes, it is. We are sitting in that place, but this is Aranda's sports bar.
Yes.
Inside of Taquerias Aranda's. So that's where you can find it on right off Shepherd. So come on out, hang out with us, and have yourself an opportunity to win some tickets, eat some good food, and I see Sean Pendergast already. He's got a frozen margarita. I see multiple margaritas being sipped on around here, and they look delicious. The fruit is fresh. Boy, I get those two F's in a row, boy. The fruit is fresh.
The FRFR, boy, gets you.
It gets me every time. It is going to be a good time to be had out here. All right. Clint, to me, this is arguably in terms of like football, what are they going to do? Decisions and situations in this game.
Yep.
And I got to give a shout out to my guy, DJ Bienemy, who covers the Texans each and every day as well for ESPN. He said, curious to see how D'Amico Ryans utilizes cornerback Derek Stingley Jr. Against Jordan Jefferson. Jordan Jefferson, by the way, who was injured in the game, he is going to play. He has practiced all week. But interesting to see how he is going to have the Texans coverage on Justin Jefferson. Do you follow him with Derek Stingley Jr., or do you put Stingley on wide receiver two and maybe have a constant double team with Kamari Lassiter and a safety or something else? How do you handle, and I think that's going to be a big thing, how does D'Amico decide to handle Jordan Jefferson? Because last week, he followed DJ Moore, it seemed like, a lot of the times. And then last year, we know with Cooper, he followed him and shut him down after they had issues with him. That, to me, is going to be interesting, how D'Amico decides, and Matt Burke, I guess, how they decide to handle the Jordan Jefferson situation.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because, one, if they ask him to shadow Justin Jefferson, it's going to be the tallest task that that's been laid at his feet. That's for damn sure. I mean, you're talking about one of, if not the best receiver in the league. And if you're going to follow him, whether you play zone or man, you can have your hands full all day long. And so I would think that he is going to follow him, but he's going to play more zone than you think. I think that's the key. Whatever side
– zone behind
whatever side Justin Jefferson goes to, you follow him with Stingley, regardless of what your coverage is. And then that way, when you do surprise him with some kind of man pressure, you're not giving it away by Derek Stingley following or shadowing – Justin Jefferson. I think that's what we see happening is huddle breaks, Justin Jefferson goes to the right, then Derek Stingley is going to go to the defense's left, the offense's right, and follow him, and that's how they're going to play. Now you get into the motion game, the bunch game. Can Kevin O'Connell and company, can they figure out a way to bust Justin Jefferson loose in that kind of situation? So we will see how they end up ultimately.
How do you feel about that, Clint?
Because I love it. I just think it's the only answer. If you cannot allow an offensive play caller with a player like Justin Jefferson to simply call it the strength of his formation and get his best player matched up with one of your lesser players. No disrespect, just it's not Derek Stingley, right? You can't afford that to happen. You damn sure can't let it happen in critical situations. And you can't pick and choose because then you're giving away when it's man. So you've got to commit to an approach. And now, if it's not working, then the adjustment may be something different. But, yeah, I just don't know how. Given their – here's the deal, Ron. They're schematically on the offensive side of the football. This is college football. This is – and not to dumb it down too much, but the way that they play, and it's very similar to the way a lot of the Shanahan group plays, is they want to stretch you sideline to sideline, and then when you get real nosy and you get down there trying to make tackles and trying to cover all the gaps and play responsible football, then they've got a guy that can absolutely gash you over the top, right? The problem with Minnesota is they've been good at that for two games, and the problem is the weapon they have that gashes you is the best in the league. You know what I mean? It's Justin Jefferson. So it's what I think a lot of the teams in the league are trying to do nowadays and spread you out, but they've just got a better weapon to strike you when it matters most. So they're going to have to play a lot of zone in order to keep these bubble screens and this quick game and this and all that stuff. They're going to have to play a lot of zone to keep that in front of them.
I like that thought better, that because when you're saying zone, clearly you're saying that it ain't just Derek Stingley by himself.
No.
There is help. I like that thought of it. I look at it and what DJ kind of put out there, it's what Belichick would do. Belichick, when the Patriots really they would have Stephon Gilmore take out the second best threat, and the Chiefs is who this would happen to. They wouldn't put him on Tyreek Hill. They would just hard double Tyreek Hill with their second corner and a safety, and then put Gilmore on Kelce, and that was what they would do, put him on the second guy, so it's just a hard double. In this case, it'd be Kamari Lassiter, with a safety, just showing immediately, and then trying to say Stingley take out whoever, and obviously the Vikings' second receiver isn't Kelce, whoever that is.
I think that's a critical part that would be my pushback to it, is you're, essentially what Belichick was doing was saying Kelce is more important and more critical to what Kansas City wants to do than anybody on the field, so we're going to put our best corner on him, take him out of the game, and then force them to beat you with wide receivers, force them to take shots over the top with zone coverage and a safety doubling. So I think if the Vikings had a Kelce, you know, at the number two receiver or number two threat offensively, I could get down with that. But right now, I don't see it being anybody other than Justin Jefferson getting that
attention. Apparently, I've called Justin his brother, Jordan Jefferson, apparently, from the text line.
Jordan was an all right old boy.
My fault. Justin, I meant. I guess maybe I've been – I watched them on that damn receivers, and I saw them both on there. Jordan, who really wishes his career turned out a little bit differently than it did. But my fault. Justin Jefferson. JJ, Justin Jefferson. That's going to be an interesting thing. If I think about it with D'Amico, I bet he doesn't just do the same thing the whole time. I bet there potentially is some switch up.
Yeah.
There may be some switch up there. And I think a good point someone on the text line also made was, hey, get to the quarterback. That's a way to handle Jefferson.
I don't care who you put on Justin Jefferson. If you don't get to the quarterback and harass the quarterback, you're going to have problems.
Yep.
That end of the day, that's why I was talking earlier, Ron, about this whole thought that, and I understand what D'Amico's saying in terms of the pass rush and the coverage, you know, both mattering and being married and working together. I get all that. But the success that the Texans' defense has had to date is, especially last week, was all about the pass rush, right? And so I don't want to get carried away with what we're talking about with the secondary. Obviously, Stingley's got a chance to be absolutely tremendous, but let's give credit where credit was due. Last week was on that defensive front that was getting home a lot.
All right, coming up, as we continue, there is some news, some important news that you need to know heading into this game that just dropped. We'll discuss that as we continue riding live here on a Football Friday.